In studio with me, I have Xander Taylor, but you know him better as Jack Barrow. And if that still doesn't ring a bell, you have to know his song, Dankie, Jy is Cooler as Ek. He was born and bred in Cape Town, but has graced stages all around the world. Welcome, and how are you?
Good, thanks. Good to be here. Lekker. Yeah. Well, I haven't been here before. I've been around this area, but I come from Cape Town. Grew up in Bellville, as said, but spend most of my time around that side of the world, the northern suburbs, not so much the southern suburbs. So it's always lekker to be here.
Can you tell us more about yourself?
Well, as you said, I make Afrikaans rap music. I grew up in the northern suburbs in Bellville and Durbanville and Paro. Was born in Paro, then grew up then Bellville, then Durbanville, and I just grew up liking rap music, and I was always into it, and I started rapping at a young age and writing and stuff, and kind of yeah, that's pretty much it. And now I get to make music for a living, which I really love. It's a fun thing. Get to see South Africa and other parts of the world that just by doing something that I enjoy. Yeah.
Why did you decide to pursue a career in music?
I must say it was weird. I never really decided to do it. I just always wrote. It was always my hobby. I really like writing. I at school as well. Writing was my favorite subject. It was always the thing I enjoyed the most and spent the most of my energy on, I would say. And then I just kept, I started writing music kind of because I was listening to a lot of rap music in 1994 when I was about standard four. I heard Snoop Dogg's What's My Name, and then I just got addicted to rap music from there on out. It was just all I wanted to hear because I read a lot of Dr. Seuss and all that type of stuff, I really enjoyed stuff that was rhyming, so it kind of just automatically kind of went towards rap music. And then obviously being a white kid from Bellville, I was never in my wildest dreams I would think that I could make Afrikaans rap music for a living. So I always just did it for the fun. And then I started rapping with a bunch of guys from Isaac Mutant and Scallywag and Garlic Brown from Brasse van die Kaap, and spent a lot of my time going through those kind of things. And then it just kind of happened, weirdly enough. And out of nowhere, I still can't believe it. 10 years later, I still can't believe people actually like it and stuff. It's still a thing I have to pinch myself a lot of the time and think I can't believe it's something that I get to do for a living and kind of be able to do it. And I think it's really a fun thing, and it just kind of came across my way. Cooler as Ek, I just wrote one day because I was really angry at people that thought they were cooler than I am, and then it kind of my friends were yo, that's cool, let's record that, it'd be funny. And I recorded it, and then my other friend was let's shoot a music video for it. And then we shot a music video, put it online, and then it got I think it's on almost 4 million hits now. So for an Afrikaans song, it's pretty crazy. So it just kind of went out of nowhere. We thought let's hope we get 10 people to look at it on YouTube, and then all of a sudden it just started blowing up, yeah. So cool.
Why did you choose the name Jack Barrow?
I was actually, weirdly, I was drunk one night and got home from a party, and Pirates of the Caribbean was on TV. I had other names for a bunch of different rap names. First I was General Quick Draw McGraw, and I was Bongs, yeah, and I was and then I was Mace's Boss, and then I got home and Pirates of the Caribbean was on. I was who the hell is Jack Sparrow, the Pirate of the Caribbean? I'm Jack Sparrow, the Pirate of the Caravan Park. And then it became a joke for a while, and then it became my rap name. It was all my friends started calling me that, and it became a thing, and then kind of took over as my MC name, yeah.
One of your songs was inspired by your daughter. Can you please tell the listeners more about that, and what other things inspired your music?
Well, I don't know if I can say the name of the song on air, it is just about how much, obviously, my daughter changed my life and all the cool things she's done, and even through all the crazy, the song's about even when she's chewing my phone or throwing up on me, I'm still I love her even more. So it's a weird thing you have with a child. So it's thing that's it's about that unconditional kind of love. And but my music is very much I write all my own music, so I write everything myself. I don't have anyone else writing for me, except if I'm maybe doing a chorus with some, like say if someone else is on featuring on it, then they'll obviously write their own stuff. But sometimes I'll even write the choruses still and they'll sing it or vice versa. But everything I do, I write myself. So it is mostly inspired by, or it is inspired by things that happen in my life, whether I'm meeting someone or whether I'm at a ball or whether I'm like sad about something or lonely or whatever it is. It obviously, if you're writing, because you know, I also see writing very much as a form of like, it's like my psychiatrist or whatever. And it's like if I'm feeling like bad about something or good about something or whatever, I write it down or it automatically tends to be in some sort of song form or lyrical form, because that I'm just used to writing like that. So that's why usually it will turn into music. But I mean, I've got thousands of songs that I've written that are just writing it because I need to get it out of me, and then it might never ever go anywhere. I might not record it. But yeah, that's pretty much how I get inspired, is just by normal day-to-day things that happen to me. Yeah.
Cooler as Echo was one of your songs that made Jack Barrow a household name in South Africa. How did that song come about, and how do you feel listening to that song now?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I think it like actually what happened was I was at a place, well, that time, like assembly. It's a good bar in Cape Town, and it was like me being from like. Once again, being from Bellville, like kind of, I felt like kind of out, and all these like people are like super cool, and like all these hipster kids, and they like all like, and I'm this like weird Afrikaans kid from Bellville, and I kind of like just like felt out of place in a way, and then I was like just kind of was in a space where I was like getting angry at it, and I was like, yeah, I can't take it anymore, and I went outside, and I actually sat in the street outside there in front of Orms, there on that corner where Orms and DigiCape is, under that, there where the fruit and veg is, under that street light. And I wrote it there, like in the car there, wrote that whole song. And yeah, so that's pretty much how it came about. And if I listen to it now, I mean, I still feel the same way about that whole thing where people... Where the world sometimes, you know, people always see themselves as the most important person in the world, and which most people. So which is in a way a good way, but it sometimes gets too bad, and it forms like a kind of a weird bully kind of mentality. And I think that's with anything, like Cooler's Echo is also kind of against that old bully mentality of like people thinking that they are cooler than other people. Anarchies and whether you think like having a mallet is like stupid, or whether I'm shaved off is like, it's even those small things, it's like you should never think that you are better than anyone else. And that's kind of what it's about. So I'm really glad it did so well. I'm really still thankful, and it kind of blew up the whole my career. It's kind of started the whole thing. Yeah.
What artists do you listen to?
At the moment, I like, what am I listening to at the moment? I'm listening to so much music. I think I use streaming, I stream music through, I use Deezer, but there's a bunch of different ones, obviously, Apple Music and that kind of stuff. So my music, the music I listen to is so vast at the moment, because you can listen to obviously anything, and for a monthly subscription, obviously. And then, so I tend to listen to a lot of different stuff. But I'll say at the moment, what I was say listening on my way here, David Kramer's new album, I really like it. There's a song on there, Madeleine, which I really like. And I've been listening to a lot of Afrikaans. So I go through waves. Sometimes I'll listen to a lot of rap music. Sometimes I'll listen to so I'm listening to a lot of Koos Kombuis, Valen Swart again, like like kind of that alternative Afrikaans stuff. And then I was just in the UK on tour, and I also discovered a few cool like UK rappers. So I've been listening to a lot of like UK rap and grime and stuff like that. Yeah, but it just what falls in my way, like friends. We have a group on WhatsApp as well, a bunch of friends, which is just like us sending each other like cool songs when we hear it. So it's it just tends, you know, it's very up and down. I've got like a favorites playlist. You know, you got like a favorites playlist and you play favorite. I can't put that on even because it'll go from like the most emo song to the most like heavy metal song to like it's such a like journey. It's like an insane like split personality of my life going like in playlist format. Yeah.
Other than rapping, what else do you do?
I think music like takes a lot of my time, but music becomes so much of a bigger thing. You know, you can't these days be just make music. Music's so much bigger than that because nothing against it, but because of piracy, because like the physical form of music doesn't make you that much money anymore. That's not where your actual money is. And obviously to continue making music for a living, you have to be able to make money out of it because you have to like survive and et cetera. So I tend to, so it's become a lot more about social and kind of that kind of stuff and running my social and it's become a lot more work, I'd say. In the old days, like someone like whoever, the Rolling Stones would sell a million records, they go line one, two, and all the rest of the time they'll just chill out, have a party and they make millions of dollars off album sales, but obviously that doesn't exist anymore. Money's in touring, so I tend to tour a lot. I'm on tour constantly basically, just like playing shows and my time off I have some hobbies. Obviously like I surf and I play golf and just kind of try to do things that kind of keep me fit in some way, and the rest of the time I just like make funny stupid things and put it on the internet. Yeah.
When you were on the TV program Desu Ons Rol, how was that?
That was amazing. Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, I got to drive my bike all around South Africa, got to see like just like every, well, I would, we drove 6,500 kilometers in a month. It was like a bucket list thing. Like we hopefully, looks like we might be doing the second season next year if all goes well. But it was really, yes, it's like I can't even explain how cool it is to how cool it was to do that, and it was hectic. I mean, TV is a hectic thing. You have to like, you got deadlines, you got times to be at certain places, and you tend to get lost because it's so beautiful, our country, and kind of driving on a bike through like beautiful scenery, you kind of forget where you have to go sometimes. But it was really like a life-changing thing, yeah.
You listed Snoop Dogg as one of your inspirations. Why?
It was just, I think it was just because from that first album of his, I think it's still, it's like nothing against him in his older days, but that first album of him, like that album is so good that you can still put it on now and it will still resonate with anyone, like of any age, which is really amazing. I mean, music gets old, like anything gets old, but certain music just lasts forever. And I think when I heard that Doggy Style album the first time, when I heard it, I just couldn't stop listening to it. And that's it. Without me knowing anything about him, I mean, I was standard four. I didn't know anything about most of the subject matter he was talking about. And I mean, because he's also quite a hardcore lyricist. So me at 12 years old, obviously, most of the stuff I didn't know what he was even saying. And then this was long before the internet. So it was you couldn't, like, you were much more sheltered than you are these days. People, it's so easy to find out anything about anything. Then it was like a really difficult kind of finding even music. There was only like music cards and I had to go there and you had to go sit and like sift through the like rap section and kind of find stuff in between, or like it was a much more difficult process. So when I found him, I was obsessed with him from then on out. And I think I list him as my inspiration because he opened like a whole genre of music that I basically based my whole life on further. I mean, I only listened to rap music my entire life pretty much till I think I first listened to Bob Dylan and like the old school rock stuff when I was like 21. Like before that, I was just like, I was so obsessed with rap and like obviously sub-genres of rap, drum and bass and kind of like the kind of alternative rap scene like Daltron 3030, Dr. Octagon, like kind of like weird alternative rap stuff. But I didn't even have time to listen to rock because there was so much rap that I was listening to. And so that's why he kind of like sent me on the path that kind of made my life what it is today. Yeah.
What do you think we can do to make Afrikaans rap more popular?
I don't know. I think just support it. That's the main thing. Like, I think there's so many talented Afrikaans rappers out there, and it's just about support. I mean, that is the thing. Like I said earlier, music. I love making music, but if I couldn't make money out of making music, I couldn't make music. That's the truth of it. So it's important that people support local music, support like a local artist, because if they always complain that there isn't enough local music, but when there is local music, they don't support it. It's a catch-22. You have to like. You have to invest time and invest love in local art. Otherwise, it will disappear. And there's like especially like there's so many. I mean, on my new album, I do a track, for example, with Early B, which I think is one of the like most talented Afrikaans rappers out there. And for example, him, like there's so much like talented rap music out there, and people should be searching more and more, and we should be having more and more stuff that kind of blows up that stuff and kind of puts a spotlight on it, y'all.
The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence is approaching. What do you think about that initiative?
Well, it's great. I mean, you know, my music is very tongue-in-cheek when it comes to things like that, and it's a weird kind of play on me trying to, like, I play a lot on the fact that sometimes I think if it's a heavy subject, it sometimes kind of lessens the blow to some people to kind of put it in a funnier way. Like that's my way of dealing with things. I joke about things, and if I'm in a nervous situation or someone's, I laugh, which irritates them even more. If someone's angry at me, I laugh because it's just my defense mechanism. So I think that's my way. But I mean, it's any like initiative like that is amazing. It needs to be pushed as much as possible. And there's so much in South Africa. I think we have such an amazing country, and there's, not to get too deep into any of like political stuff and all of that stuff, but it's just sad that sometimes at the moment the needs of the few are kind of outweighing the needs of the many, and many people are getting downtrodden because a few fat cats, for lack of a better word, are just caring about themselves. So the more people stand together and stand up for any initiatives, like anything that's just kind of shedding a light on what's wrong in this country, the quicker we'll get to where we should be. Because I mean, this country is amazing. It is really amazing. And anyone that comes here, all my friends from other countries, and they are in love with it. Most of them actually stay. And one of my friends came here and just phoned her family and said, "Post all my stuff down. I'm not coming back." Like that kind of thing. Like this country, just like it's such a beautiful place. And us as the people, we are the people that are. We are the only people that can change the state of the country. Like we can say who's in power, who's supposed to be, how stuff should be run, and that's why I'm glad that people are starting to notice that and standing up against all different things, instead of just being like, oh no, someone else is going to do it. It's cool that people are like, actually, like there's more and more stuff happening, and that's what I love about social as well. So you can run social marches, like virtual marches in a way, which is amazing. I mean, if you have to think, because that's the most difficult thing, kind of getting people to go somewhere. People are lazy, unfortunately, and if you need people, cool, we're going to march against whatever and then come to town square at this time. Getting people to get out of their houses and go there is always a difficult thing. I mean, you get a lot of people that are amped for that type of stuff, but most people, that's what I love about virtual marches. People can stay at home, or maybe they can't go out, maybe they have like children, or they have like this and they have like etc. They can be part of things, they can make change happen just by simply using a hashtag or simply saying something on social, and that's great. It's great that the world has changed like that.
Since you are from Cape Town, do you think Cape Town is a city that loves its children?
I think so, definitely. I mean, Cape Town is a really family-built city. I think it's really, as far as I've seen, I mean, there's always new parks coming up and new things, things kind of to entertain families and family-driven stuff. Actually, weirdly enough, like most towns are becoming, I don't even play a lot in most towns because there aren't any bars anymore. They're all replaced by like family restaurants or stuff like that because of that reason. Like it is, I think definitely it is. But you know, there's always space for more and doing more. And I'm sure you guys are involved with much even more closer with that, with those initiatives, and I think you can answer that question probably better than I can. But as far as I've seen, I'm happy with everything that's readily available to people who have families and kind of can want to do stuff with families, yeah, and children, yeah, obviously children, yeah.
What words of encouragement do you have for children who want to pursue a career in music?
Yes, I'd say like it's, you know, making music is a fun thing, and you should never be like, I think the biggest problem with music is people usually make music because they want to be famous, and I think that is the wrong way to look at making music. I think if you really want to make music and you love music, make music because you love it, and make music that you love. And if you love it, people will love it eventually. Like it takes time, and also it takes time. I mean, I was writing, before I got famous or whatever, like I'd been writing for 15 years already, and I'd been performing for 10, performing, like I mean, like at a bar for like a pizza and a beer, like not like actual performing, but just like rapping with friends and having fun. So it's a long journey, but I mean, it's if you really spend the time and you put in the effort and you do it with love, you will be able to do it for a living. Once you get to do it for a living, it's the funnest job. You get to meet all kinds of cool people and just kind of see all kinds of cool places. It's too much fun.
Do you have a message of hope for children here in the hospital?
I just hope to see them at a show sometime. Hopefully they can come and party and all my love and power and support goes out to them, and it's never a fun place to be in a hospital, but at least this one is great. I just had a walk around. It's so much fun. There's like at the moment presents everywhere, and like it's at least a nice environment. This hospital at least makes it a great environment to be in. Yeah, I hope they get out soon and come hopefully to a job. I might be a bit PG for them, but when they grow older.
Are you working on anything now?
I just released my new album like 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. Africa for Beginners. Or Africa for Beginners, and it's been really well received. I'm super thankful. It was number one, I think, for the last 2 weeks on Google Play, and doing really well on iTunes and on the streaming stuff. So I'm really thankful. I just want to thank everyone for supporting it so nicely. And I'm just glad to put out a new album. This is my fourth album. My fourth full album. I've done a few EPs in between, but my previous album was like 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago. So it's fun to just play new music when I'm playing live, because I've done so many of the songs so many times. It's fun to kind of reinvigorate my set for myself as well, because you can imagine like touring for so long and doing the same songs. It does get a bit, even though I love it, but it becomes more about the fans than me. But now it's back to like just new music and having a jaw.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Check out my social stuff, Jack Paddo with one R. Obviously, I don't think I have to say that in Cape Town because everyone knows the town. But have a jaw if you're around. Come, I'm touring, like I'm on a ridiculous tour in December. I'll be all over South Africa, and especially up the coast, the East Coast, and around. So check it out. Jack Paddo on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and my shows are all up there. And check out Africa for Beginners. And thanks for having me. It was fun.
You're welcome.
Cool. Lekker.